It's a New Testament scripture just like it's an Old Testament scripture, even though it's written by a man under the Old Covenant, Isaiah the prophet. Verse 9 said that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord. This sounds like modern times. I talk about people that love God, and if I learn something from the Lord, there are so many Christians that have no taste for the things of God anymore. If you talk about the wonderful works of God, people have lost interest in it. It's like they'd rather talk about something else. You know, used to, you could hold conversations about the things that God is sharing with you. A lot of people have lost their taste for it. Very few people have a taste for the things of God. Now, verse 9 says again that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord. What happened? Verse 10 said, which say unto the seers, see not. Seers is another word for prophets, because prophets see visions. They say to the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not to us right things. Speak unto us smooth things. Prophesy deceits. Get you out of the way, turn aside out of the path, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. You know, that sounds like people in modern times, deacons. I've heard of deacons coming to churches, pastors coming to churches, and the deacons, they preach the Word of God, the living Word of God, like they're supposed to, and the deacons of the church vote them out. My pastor said some churches are deacon possessed. Why? Because they preach the word. Why did they hate it? Because they love the world. These folks that Isaiah had to deal with, they were rebellious people. They started loving the world. They fell for deception, and they ended up in defiance, just like nowadays. People have gotten, you know, when you watch the elections, half the country want to stop the problems and half the country want to continue them. One party wants to promote abortions, the right to kill babies. And the other half wants to stop it. They wanted to take prayer out of schools. They wanted to abort, but now they want to kill babies after they're born. It's bad enough to kill them in the womb. They're still a person. And in some countries, they want to kill people when they get too old to deal with. What happens to the sowing? If you sow evil things will follow those things. A hardness of the heart. Christian people are agreeing with this foolishness. And they're voting people in that do these things. And I've been voting since I was grown, and I have voted for people that do these things. And then I repented. You know, I got to a point, this is wrong, this is evil, this is wrong. It was always evil, and it was always wrong. Now, whoever gets voted in, I will pray for them, and I won't be in strife with them. I don't like everything the politicians do. And I vote people in for different reasons. And sometimes they just that's one of the things that they do. But now I will not vote for people who do that. I ask God to forgive me. We have to vote good people in. We have a higher chance of success if we do. But whatever we do in this life, we need to make godly choices. If you're wrong, repent and do it right. But the culture, Christian people are agreeing with these, protesting with the wicked against the good. Why? Because darkness. There's a darkness that people have sold into, and now they can't get out on their own. the Lord had to speed up time so that he could find somebody that loves God on the earth when he comes back. Nowadays, he sped up time. The sun is shining a third of what it used to. We still have 24 hours, but he sped up time. I don't know how he did it. It's a spiritual thing he did. But the days are running faster. Instead of a 24-hour period, it's still a legal 24-hour period. But see, it gives us a chance. We, at the rate that we think and comprehend and receive information, time is faster than we can. Time is sped up so that we won't overdo it. I know this may sound crazy to some, but God loves us so much. This isn't the first time he interrupted the evil plans of man. This is not the first time. The first time men were trying to build a tower to heaven, and he confounded the language. And now he has sped up time so we could survive. And not everybody will survive. The wicked are bound in bundles. The tares are bound in bundles to be burned. Those that hate, that they have fallen for the world, even though they say that they're the people of God, and they're not. People have been doing that for ages. They said they were Jews, then they were not. They said they were apostles, and they're not. They said they're Christians, and they're not. The tares are tares. They are treacherous. And the Lord gave them over to their own way. They wouldn't repent. He tried to get them to come back. He gave them a space of time to repent. But they did so much damage at such a fast rate, he bound them in bundles to be burned. He let them do all the wicked things, and he let the heart get hardened. So the real people that really love him will avoid them. There are some people that stop going to church, not because they don't want to. It's because they don't trust the people in the church. But you don't have to live this life a lone wolf. Find a good church home. Ask God where he wants you to go. And just do whatever he wants you to do. Other places, they have underground churches. They meet in homes in secret, because Christianity, their nation is a satanic stronghold, and they'll kill the Christians if they knew where they were or make laws to hurt them. And they still got to work there and win souls there. So they're doing what they got to do. Sometimes you just got to, your life can't be, it may not always appear perfect, but you can still do a perfect work for God. You know, I love going to church, but I hate for you to go to a wicked church and be destroyed. You can. That can happen. You have to pray and ask God where he wants you to be. You have to follow him for the sake of your family. I'm way out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Learn to trust him. Fill your heart with his word and trust him and serve him. And I promise you, you will not regret it. You'll see things as you grow in him. You'll see things as they truly are. And then you can make wise choices. But forgive everybody who have done you wrong, and love everybody with the love of God. Even the politicians and even those who are against you, even your enemies. And pray God's wisdom appropriately for people. And he'll help you do it. Now, I don't say these things lightly. They're very important. I'm way out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life and the life of your family as you receive it. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.